I'm overwhelmed by that response.
Yeah.
Welcome, people, the Bridal Body Shop Radio.
That's
on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday at 1, that's what time it is, that's what day it is. Here we are. You can't stop us from coming back. And it is a beautiful day in Gotham. It is finally getting to feel that
finally
spring is here to stay.
Woo-hoo.
And it's going to hit 70 degrees, and it's just a good feeling all around, seeing things blooming. And it just is really nice. It just is really nice, and it's a good feeling. And it just makes all that shoveling worthwhile. You know, when you see a cherry blossom, it makes all that shoveling
worthwhile. Nothing makes the shoveling worthwhile, but that's
you
another
know what?
Story.
We have to go through that to get to this.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. And we welcome everybody back. All our old faithfuls, thank you for joining us yet again. So, yeah, that's for you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us. People that are just coming on board to the show, welcome, and we hope that we make fitness and health a little fun, a little informative, and we hope you stay along for the ride and tell your friends, too. And we like the fact that our audience grows, so I'm to suspect that you're doing just that. And proper intro, so people know the cast of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, my friend. Yeah. Lori Towers is me. Elite Ziegelman is she. Bridal Body Shop is we. And, you know, everybody just has to, you know, we have to get through the show. You know, everybody's stopping us in the middle with applause. You know, it's like screaming out during somebody's solo.
They love us. They love
us. It's distracting. We love it, but it's distracting. And I would be remiss if I didn't wish a happy anniversary to us, Elite.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
April 28th, 2 years ago, we came on the
wow.
air. Wow. Uh-huh. And we've been enjoying it, and we hope that you've been enjoying it as much as we have. And we've had plenty of mishaps, plenty of technical problems, theme show problems, you name it.
It goes with the territory.
And I always say that's live radio. That's the way they did it when Orson Welles was doing it, you know, years ago. Anything could happen, just like live television. You're out there. You're doing it without a net, you know, and it's really exciting. But, you know, sometimes it's, you know, mics go dead and, you know, you're just left to vamp, and we've done that. So I think we're through all of that, and we're here. Knock wood, find some wood.
Kind of hurry here, right?
Yeah, exactly. So today's show is very interesting. The theme of the show is, as you know, I like to find the correlation between the theme of choice and the title being a song to match it. And today it's going to be "It's My Party."
And I cry if I want to.
And everybody remembers that. And may her soul rest in peace. Leslie Gore left us just about 2 months ago, and may she rest. She gave us an amazing body of work and hits and soundtracks to our lives, and you know, she will sorely be missed, and certainly left us too soon. But it's my party, and
yeah.
Today we have Michael Keston of Local Party Planner coming on with us.
It's pretty
and
exciting.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear about this.
It's really interesting because it's a matching software that enables brides and, of course, grooms, to quickly and easily be attached to wedding vendors. Because, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past.
Yes.
That back in the day, you know, when everybody got married, your local party planner were your female relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And people are snickering, but that is how it happened. You had everybody in your family, second cousins, grandmothers, aunts, your mother, prospective mother-in-law, everybody was involved with who did whose wedding, who did the flowers. She got this from, and, you know, some homemade food, too, from Aunt Teresa coming in with some good gabagool. And that's how it came about. We didn't really have to search too far for help. It was contained on our block or in our actual house. So
yep. I know the perfect flower person for you. I know where we're going to go for the dresses.
And that's exactly.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I always say things come with a price tag. Now, all this information and pointing in the right direction certainly was free, but it came with a price tag because something always went wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're never going to go to that rat bastard again.
Nope.
He ruined my daughter's wedding, blah, blah, blah. And this was a story that carried on for, like, generations.
The person that brought you there never took fault.
That's exactly right. And that's the thing. And it was something that you always heard. It never failed. If you thought about the person's wedding, well, the person that did them wrong was attached to that, too. So, like I said, it might have been free advice. But
it came with a ticket.
It came with a price. And usually it was agra, as we say.
Yep.
In Italian. It came with a lot of heartburn. So we're going to be talking
agra.
To him. Agra. Well, actually, that really depends on your dialect. Because in both, coming from a Sicilian background, it was agito.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it's Barese, it's agra. You know, it doesn't really matter. Everybody knew what it was and the sour face that came along with it. So he'll be coming on with us in a couple of minutes. And I think he's already on deck, but we'll bring him on in a couple of minutes, get him set up and tell us all about this. Because it's really, you know, this could really change the face of, you know, setting up your wedding. And not just weddings. It's any party. You know, it's not
right.
just, I mean, because now it's...
Well, you know what it is? People don't have the time anymore, you know?
Right.
It's just like... They don't have the time to research, you know, to see how much this is, how much that is, where they're located. I'm sure that hopefully this knows exactly where you live.
Yeah.
And sets you up that way, you know?
Well, you know what I like? His interpretation of this is you think of Match.com meets Angie's List, and I think that sums it up pretty well.
Perfect.
Yeah, and nowadays everything is done at your laptop.
Yeah.
It's done at your computer, and, you know, It's interesting how this will come about, and, you know, like I said, it's not just for weddings. It's the big
parties
now are sweet 16s. That's
yeah.
almost, wouldn't you say?
That's like weddings before you're getting married.
That's almost like the pre-event to a wedding. That is what, you know, breaks the parents in.
Yeah, exactly.
You think this hurt?
Uh-huh.
Where do you have to pay for the wedding?
Yeah.
I think that's what it does. So yeah, so it's like really it's every type of party, and I think we're gonna bring him on as soon as you're ready, Elite. Bring him on in.
Okay. Hello, Michael.
Michael, are you there?
Mike is here.
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful, and yourself?
Happy
Very
Wednesday
good.
To you, Mike. Thank you
welcome,
so much.
Welcome,
welcome, welcome to us. Are you having a beautiful day wherever you are?
Yeah, you know, it's finally, you know, like you said.
Spring.
Starting the spring.
And it feels it.
Yeah, you know, I got the windows open and, you know, the breeze coming through in the office. It's
feels
about
nice.
All.
Yeah.
It, you know what's even nicer? It's nice to drive with the windows down. It's just such a nice feeling to get into a hot car now.
Yeah.
I just love that. I'm probably the only sickie that loves that, but I do. Now, Mike, tell us about, I want to ask you a question. First of all, I think this is a brilliant idea. And I was saying to Elite, this could definitely change the face of perusing for wedding or anything, any vendor that you need for your party. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I was in I had a catering business. And when I started my catering business, you know, I started out on Facebook talking to my local friends and family, and, you know, I've always been, had the food bug. You know, I've always entertained, you know, even from when I was back in high school and so forth.
Really?
And I opened a catering business, and I needed to find a way to grow my business, so I went out looking for leads for catering. And there was one site out there that offered a pretty good, you know, option. However, as my catering business grew, I became a certified event planner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you get involved with that, you start doing larger parties when it comes
yeah.
to, you know, and you need all sorts of vendors, let it be a caterer, a DJ, a florist, a photographer, a limo company, whatever it is. And there was no such place on the Internet at the time to give you the detailed information for all the different services that you needed. all of a sudden a light bulb goes off in my head. There's a hole in the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You build it, they will come.
That's pretty much it.
We only launched a little while ago. And, you know, we have gotten great success. You know, we've had almost 200 part. We launched the beginning of March. And
wow.
We have almost 200 events in the system already from across the country. I think we're in like 27 or 28 states at this point.
And that was only March. Oh, my God. Beautiful.
Yeah. The reaction has been wonderful. And, you know, some of the brides that we've spoken to, you know, have actually called and said, you know, you have saved us a tremendous amount of time, you know, a tremendous amount of headache. And it was really, one of my close friends actually did this for his daughter's bat mitzvah, which is happening this November.
Well,
and in no time, he got, you know, numerous people calling him for the inquiry he put in. And, you know, book some of the vendors from it. Granted, you're not going to book every single vendor that you need because everybody isn't going to fit your exact parameter. But this takes a tremendous amount of time and effort out of the whole process. You know, where in the past you had to, you know, like you were saying, pick up.
You had to go to the store. You had to talk to the owner, then talk to the people that work there. It was just a lot of red tape to get to where you want to be.
Right. But, you know, what we have done, you know, it's almost a great thing for both the person that's throwing the party as well as that person who offers that service.
Because
when, let's say a bride comes in and they put in their information, they're telling us the date of the wedding, how many people they're looking to have, the location of the wedding, within each of the different services, and there's 31 different services that are involved here, everything from an officiant to, you know, we do backdrops and everything else for decorations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can actually tell the system exactly what you're looking for, including the budgets. And, if we're as granular as, let's say you have somebody coming to the wedding who has a gluten-free allergy.
Wonderful. It really is.
Yes. And what we're able to do is if that bride comes in and says, okay, I have these people that have a gluten-free allergy, only venues and caterers who can accommodate that need will see that information. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they don't exist. You know, we're cutting out a tremendous amount of red tape, time, and so forth. And only, ideally, we want to deliver, every lead that we deliver to that vendor will be in their wheelhouse, save everybody a tremendous amount of time and effort.
And you know what's really sad, Michael, is the fact that when you plan a party, at this point, the stakes are so high, you always try, especially Lee and I were just discussing Sweet 16s, you're just trying to keep up with the person or friend that had the Sweet 16 before you, and you're not having fun.
No.
You're really not having fun. It's competition, and you're spending a lot of money, but more priceless, I think, than that is the amount of time that you're spending on this. It's just, I don't know where people find the time, but it becomes like, I've known of people that actually like to stay home from work to get all the details from this together.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's crazy.
When my wife, when I got married, my wife took the week off prior.
Is
not
that
to,
right?
Yeah.
Not to mention the honeymoon and whatever else that was involved, you know, just to get everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you were talking about price. The Knot.com earlier a couple of months ago, said that for the first time ever, the average wedding in the United States is over $30,000 to put on.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge number. You know.
Well, $30,000 is really pretty much on the low side, but if you think about it, it's really high.
Yeah.
It's really high.
But think about $30,000 is probably
the
lowest.
But I'm just saying,
yeah.
To me, $30,000, I'd rather put that down on a house nowadays. But
who wouldn't? That's what you did back in the day.
Right.
You know,
and
the,
you would have what we used to have. Oh my God! What you probably didn't have football weddings. That's what we used to have. You just rent out a Knights of Columbus, and that was the catering. Everybody brought some food. It was a football wedding.
Right.
But now let me ask you something. What types of vendors would be involved with a local party planner?
Really, anybody who can cater to a wedding. It's really interesting. I'm doing and this happened literally 5 minutes ago. I'm doing a lot of my marketing through Facebook, and a woman just signed up, and I asked her, you know, how many leads did she have in her area. For what? And she responded back to me, none. And she does custom flower girl dresses.
Wow.
And it's something that's not in the system. We have the flexibility to literally make that addition on the fly. So when I get off this phone call, you know, I'm actually going to make that addition to, you know, the system to enable that for her. You know, and it's everything from, you know, custom candles to invitations, bridal gowns, bridesmaid dresses, flower girl dresses, mm-hmm. you know, officiants, photographers,
right.
videographers, photo booths. You know, it's in the last couple of years, photo booths have hit the
yeah, it's
know,
big thing.
It's a big thing.
Very big thing.
You know, where it doesn't matter if you're at a wedding, a sweet 16, or you know, even
just
some,
a regular party they have.
That's exactly right. So they want to save that moment.
Yep.
And the
you know, I'm going to ask you this from a vendor's point of view because I'm not going to mention any names because we'll probably get in trouble. But when Elite and I formed the business, the Bridal Body Shop, about 5 years ago. And we got a fair amount of press. We were in Newsday. We were in a lot of different magazines. So we had a lot of bridal houses, you know, approaching us, wanting us to become vendors. And one in particular would sell us leads. We would get leads every month. We had a year contract with them. And I would tell you that the amount they charge us for the leads was almost a rent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we got maybe more than two bites out of all those leads. And I have to be honest with you, I'm fairly good at marketing. So from a vendor's point of view, how is this going to be different?
There's a number of different ways this is different. You know, to begin with, we have built what we call Caviar,
mm-hmm.
which is the Client and Vendor Intelligent Application Resource. And what it does, it actually... You know, like what I was talking about with the gluten-free allergy.
Yeah.
You know, within each of those different services, there are parameters that must match and parameters that are like to have. Every vendor that can go in there will actually set up their own account profile determining the parameters in which they want to receive leads from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For instance, you know, if you're a high-end caterer and you only do things at, you know, 150 plus a head,
right.
you know, you won't see anything that's below that. And on the flip side, you know, we are hitting vendors in mass according to what they're looking for. We have 50,000 vendors across the country in the database.
Hmm.
You know, it's a staggering number.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we have... And it's really interesting, when we put the business plan and the whole marketing deal together, and we're actually in the process of looking to raise capital for this, and we did a really detailed financial plan, we figured that the average person or bride looking to throw a party was only going to look for three or four different types of services through the system.
Yeah.
Our mind is actually blown where they can actually go through and choose up to the 30. Nobody's really doing the 30,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, 6, 10, 12 different services is not, we're finding it not to be uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it, you know, each one of those services has the different types of granularity that I was talking about, you know, with the food options.
Right.
So, you know, in regards to the leads that you were talking about, when you got your leads, they basically told you the date of the wedding, and maybe what they were looking for. Where here, you know the date of the wedding, the budget, the actual parameters, and the needs that they have within each of the services. Now, some of our analytics are just crazy in regards to the time that these people are spending on the website. You know, they're taking the time and filling these out, and when you go and review the information that they're putting in, you realize that they've really thought this out, which is going to add validity to that bride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, you know, they're going to a website and saying, okay, I want to receive information on, you know, 15 different services and hitting enter. You know,
yeah.
it's an entirely different process that's involved here just because of the thought process that goes in. We're finding that the average person that stays on the website is there for 13 minutes. You know, publications, news publications, you know, rival those numbers.
Yeah.
And they're visiting, you know, on average 13 pages. So, you know, they're delving into the website, answering the questions properly, doing what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for those reasons, it's going to change the way business is done and give a different type of validity to the person that's filling that out.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you right now, and for any of the vendors that are listening, your concept has a lot more detail involved, and I'll tell you why. And, Lee, I think you remember this. All we got when we got the leads, we got, I think it was 2 email blasts a month of just random names of the people that would come into the store and the date of the wedding. That was it. Our feature was obviously getting brides and grooms in shape for the wedding. So we were given names of people that may or may not have wanted our service. So needless to say, we got a lot. Any emails that I sent out were always sent back, please don't notify me again, blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't cherry-picked at all. We
right.
just got emails handed to us. It was just the names of people that came in, and that was it. And let me tell you, my friend, it was pretty pricey. We did it for a year,
yep.
right? Yeah. So yours definitely has a little bit more consideration to the vendor and quality.
Well, I'm looking at this from a number of different aspects. You know, I'm a vendor.
Yeah.
I wanted to do this so, you know, with my catering background.
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to deliver something that was of quality.
Yes.
That they would need.
Yeah.
And I looked at it from the bride's standpoint. I know what they need.
Yeah.
And there are some companies out there that do what you're talking about. You know, just send a lead list. You know,
oh, yeah.
People will come in and blah, blah, blah. And some of them will charge you on a monthly, quarterly, annual basis. And then there's also websites out there that will charge you a subscription fee,
mm-hmm.
you know, or whatever it is that they're doing. In this case, there is no subscription fee available, you know, and we sell the leads in basically lead blocks. You know, the more credits that you purchase, the less expensive they become. They start at a buck a credit. The
mm-hmm.
leads cost about between 5 to 8 credits a piece at the moment. And, you know, the more leads you buy, the less expensive it becomes.
Right.
And it just becomes a very important tool moving forward for everybody. You know, I've looked at it from all the different aspects, and it's really doing exactly what I wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm. But because you're also looking at it from a vendor's point of view, and just like you know, an actor who becomes a director directs very differently because that you know both ends of the fence,
right.
you know, and it does make a difference because, like I said, I don't even know if we got any did we get any sales from that?
Maybe one or two, like you said, maybe one or two.
But certainly not worth, you know,
and these were hundreds of leads that we got, but
yeah, yeah. But again, it was just
more
random,
than
random
leads
that we would get.
A month.
Yeah, that we would get. Okay, now let me ask you this: how are you attracting the brides to the website?
Well, we're doing a tremendous amount of advertising. We're doing on-site search engine optimization, off-site search engine optimization, social media, pay-per-click, cost per CPM advertising, where we have banners that are up, and you know. And we don't have a lot of money to do this at the moment, but we are, you know, literally every dollar that's coming in from the vendor community at this point is being rolled right back out into advertising. We're not taking a profit or anything yet. You know, but just to give you an idea of what happened this past weekend, we had from Friday night to Sunday night, we had 24 parties, actually 24 weddings that were added to the system from across the
wow.
Within those 24 weddings, we sent out almost 7,000 emails to vendors across the country.
That's pretty
cool.
A lot.
You know, because of the detailed information that's involved with them.
Right. That is amazing. Now, what would you say? I mean, right now, would you? I'm trying to think of the margin. Are you more general parties like sweet 16s, that sort of thing,
events like that, or would you say you're getting more of well, I guess this time of year would be more weddings, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are primarily targeting the wedding industry.
Okay.
You know, the wedding industry, before you get into a corporate event, you know, a social party like a birthday or an anniversary, you know, the wedding business unto itself is a $56 billion industry.
Yep.
And, you know, there's 1.2 million engaged women in the country.
Yep.
And, you know, that's who we're targeting right now.
Right.
And, you know, just by a word-of-mouth situation, we're getting other parties as well, you know, but we're not, you know, within the keywords that we're purchasing and the keywords that we're doing our search engine optimization on, you know, we're not targeting anything outside of the wedding industry yet. But when they come in, they're like, interesting. You know, and what's also very interesting within what we've built, there's a lot of tools in there which really that nobody else offers.
Okay.
For instance, when, to give you an idea of the process, the bride comes in, inserts, puts in their information, our software matches them to the correct vendors, the emails go out. When that vendor purchases that email, they get all of the information except the contact info. When they purchase that information, we literally drop that vendor's information into that bride's workbook.
Mm-hmm.
And that bride's information is dropped into the vendor workbook,
mm-hmm.
where they're able to keep track of everything from budgets to, you know, to-do category, you know, to-do lists and stuff like that, so that they're able to really, you know, you, in the past, you had to, you saw a bride walk into a vendor, and they had, you know, a 6-inch thick binder notebook with all of their notes.
So it organizes everything for you,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
You know, so we're able to organize everything literally in a single snapshot.
Beautiful.
You know, we're able to tell who's hired, what the budget is from an overall standpoint. They're able to look at the budgets for each of the services that they're looking for. Once a vendor is hired, it's taken off of the top line budget number so that they know what they have left to spend.
Yeah.
Genius.
Well, you know, if you look at all these, and again, I don't want to name too many names, but we've been involved with most of them that are up there. These pages, these, like, you know, these dot coms that are specifically for weddings, you know, as a vendor, you're just like you're looped up there with a lot of others, and as a non-bride, I mean, I was a bride at one point, but I never went through this. I can't imagine the amount of, you're just left to just peruse without, it's like so random.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I wrong, Elite?
No.
It's
you're
just
very random.
Looking at all this, and there's like really no help. There's just like you pick this one, you pick that one, and it's just everybody lumped into. It's really groping in the dark, I think.
But like he said, he's got like price
That's
range.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got, right, you know, it's just like I said, genius.
There's an eye
very
for
genius,
detail,
right?
And the whole thing is, the bride doesn't really want to think too much.
Right.
I mean, she wants
She's
input.
Fried.
Right.
She's totally fried.
But, you know, you have, let's be serious. It's her wedding. She has an input in the voice, but it becomes overwhelming. And then you have everybody else directing you. With this, I think you're led, but you still have some autonomy.
Right.
And choice, which I think is great.
And direction.
Yeah. You know, like you're talking about the other dot-coms that are out there. You know, when you talk to vendors, they're like, yes, they almost feel like they have to be there.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, granted, people go out there looking for, you know, reviews on the vendors, which we don't have yet, but will come in time as, you know, it's interesting. You know, the reviews are probably going to be the hardest thing for us to put together simply because we're having weddings that are put together in the system that are later this year, 2016, and we've actually had some that are booked for 2017. You know, and you're not going to see those reviews until after.
Yeah, another couple of years for that.
Right. So we're trying to figure out ways to manipulate that end of things. You know, but in truth, it's just, you know, what we've built is different. I consider it to be a disruptive technology where it's going to change the way business is done really across the board.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm thinking, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Okay, I'm looking at it from both. Obviously, what does the bride get from this? You know, she gets, you know, the amount of time expended in the thought process is cut in half, literally. And the vendor gets visibility, but it's precise.
Everybody wins.
Time is probably cut by 80%. We go to bridal shows, and, you know, we set up there and have the brides actually go sit down and do their inquiry at the right there at the bridal show.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they get up and they're just like,
yeah,
I just saved so much time contacting, you know, and depending on the services that they're looking for, they could, for instance, if they're in the New Jersey area here and they choose a caterer, a DJ, a photographer, and a limo company, they, with the sending out with their inquiry, they're contacting 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Every one of them knows what they want to spend and what they want to do.
But
there's also something else here that I didn't go into, that, you know, we're not overselling the information either.
Okay.
The bride will only be contacted by 5 people per service.
Oh.
It could go out to 500 vendors for a caterer or a florist, or a whatever,
mm-hmm.
only the first 5 people that will act on that can contact them. That does 2 things. It allows for a fair amount of competition amongst the vendor community,
mm-hmm.
but really more importantly, it doesn't allow that bride to be inundated by hundreds of phone calls.
Yep, which mm-hmm. becomes an annoyance.
Very much so.
I think you know what's funny? The analogy I always use, and this is what I'm picturing, and obviously, Michael, you do these shows all the time, and Elite and I always go to these shows, and it's amazing because it's like a group of women walking around with either their future mother-in-law or their mother or one of their friends, and it's like they're walking like
zombies. Exactly.
And they're going from one table to another table, and they're walking around with all these.
They become overwhelmed.
These pamphlets and business cards. And don't think that Elite and I aren't handing our business cards in there and overwhelming them too. We are, but it's they're lost
mm-hmm.
in a sea of everything that's the same.
Yeah,
that's so true. You know, and it's what's really interesting. You know, we have only really done some shows here in the New York and the tri-state area. We've done about 6 or about 9 shows thus far. And we actually have people that have come up and they're like, you're really not going to be able to help me because I'm from Virginia. I'm getting married in Vermont or
mm-hmm.
somewhere
right.
else. And I said, well, in truth, we are probably the only person in this room that's going to be able to help you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the location of where you're having this, and the vendors from that area will contact you.
Right. There you go. Because you have people everywhere.
That's right.
See, that's beautiful. That's
mm-hmm.
that's beautiful. And that's the information that you want to get out, because people say, local, oh, it's probably only for Jersey, you know?
Yeah.
But that's,
statewide.
Yeah, it's global, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it's not global, but in due time, yes.
Beautiful.
But
we're
just really figuring out some of the last few bugs that we have. And, you know, then we're going to, of course, expand to the Canadian market and then Australia. Believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
You know, through my social media, I find a tremendous amount of action that goes on on the Australian continent.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that's funny, because that's like, I wouldn't have picked that specific area for any type of, not that I wouldn't say it would be lucrative, but I don't know. It just never occurred to me.
I would just think it was because of the time difference. But that really doesn't matter.
No, but
matter.
I'm just saying, as far as the market. And, you know, off the side, because, I mean, we've been watching. I mean, I always say to people, we're a fitness business in the wedding industry. So we're kind of like, you know, we're learning by osmosis, just by being in it. And we watch all the different wedding trends, and we're watching all the numbers either spike or dip. And I remember when the same-sex marriage came about, Everybody was in the wedding industry was like, this is going to do it. It's going to go through the roof. We're going to make double and triple our earnings. And nobody seems to be doing that. It's amazing. Do you see any numbers shifting in that area, Michael?
Shifting, no. But, you know, it's But what's really interesting, there's something called, are you familiar with the term DINK?
D-I-N-K? No.
No.
It's called dual income, no kids.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's actually a very lucrative market to target because you have dual income and they don't have the other expenditures even moving forward for the most part.
Wow.
You know, but that is something we are also targeting, that market.
Wow.
You know, for that purpose.
But it's funny because that's what everybody was thinking 3 years ago, that this is the wedding industry is going to get a bigger shot in the arm because
It also depends on the location of where it's happening.
Right, but, you know, I'm talking about in New York, and then people that I know, like in California, just like there's no change. And you think that, well, maybe it's just taking a little longer, but still, the numbers that I'm hearing this year, it's still no change, not a dip, but it just pretty much it's just leveling. Which is funny. I expected more, too.
Well, or they could just be mixed in with the regular people that are getting married.
Well,
you know, not that they're not regular. I'm just nobody's...
But the thing is, people are keeping a very careful eye on this because it's another market that can be lucrative. And so far, it's really not
another market because it's still the wedding industry.
Well,
people are still getting married.
But all these magazines are coming out, and everybody's waiting for this big surge, and it hasn't happened.
But you have the. I actually remember when I was doing the catering. I actually had. I think it was in New Jersey when they legalized domestic partnerships. And I had done 3 or 4 same-sex weddings.
Yeah.
And granted, very frou-frou. What you would expect in that regard.
Yeah.
But in this day and age where, yes, you had the spike at that point, but now it's, in my opinion, just blended into everything else, and it's just
right.
part of the business.
Yeah,
right. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's all blended together.
Yeah. But no, but I'm saying it hasn't been a spike in any, everything,
no.
The numbers haven't gone up as far as weddings and everything as a whole, is what I'm saying.
In all actuality, that may be part of the reason the weddings just went over $30,000 on average.
It could be.
Yeah, well, then, or maybe that. Well, thank God there's some movement. Now, Michael, this is the time of the show that we tell our guests to go plug themselves. So this is your – if there's anything that you haven't addressed –
I've been for 45 minutes.
Well, you know what? See, this is just me. I'm thinking, well, maybe he did, but you know what? There might be something that we didn't add.
A website, your Facebook page,
yeah.
the names of it, you know?
Well, if you're more than welcome to like our Facebook page. It's localpartyplanner.com. The website is localpartyplanner.com. You know, if you're a vendor, certainly go on, fill out a, vendor profile. And remember, there's no charge to fill out that vendor profile. The only charge that's involved is if you see a lead that you like, you purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
And, brides as well, go on, set up, it doesn't matter if it's a wedding or your engagement party. Set us up and utilize our service. We will help you all the way through.
Love it.
Definitely worth it.
You're gonna go online. You're gonna set us up as a vendor. You go do that now after the show.
I will.
We'll see our name come up.
Absolutely.
Well, Michael Kesson, thank you
such
so
a pleasure.
Much, and you're definitely gonna come on again.
Anytime you want me, give me a call. I'm sitting here.
Absolutely.
Well, hope not.
And hopefully the next time I will have a much different marketing campaign.
I would love it. Mum was the word today, that's for sure. But absolutely all the best, and you'll definitely be on again. And thank you so much for joining us today. And go out, get some air, get out of the office a little bit. It's beautiful.
Certainly do that. I got to.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Michael. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Michael Kesson. That's genius, right?
Definitely genius.
You know, again, I was looking at all this from a vendor's point of view, and you're so willing to part with money, know, because you want those leads. You want, because it's a specific business. You want to make sure that you're getting the brides and the grooms and whoever, and I think for the money that we forked over, you know, and with nothing. And you know what? If you don't know, you go in blindly, and if that's all that's available, you take it, and it's usually, you know, it's going to be worth it, you think, and nothing. But this sounds like...
It's an investment, you know, and this sounds like a really good investment.
And it sounds like it's you know, it, like I said, that from a bride's point of view, it's, you know, you're cutting down 80% of your time. And from a vendor's point of view, you're just getting visibility and as well as precision.
Yep.
You know, so that's really good. And, you know, we had information that we couldn't, you know, Michael and I had chatted off the air. But this business has a lot
of potential.
A lot of stuff. And you know what, Ed, and I'm thinking as he's talking, if this really, you know, goes the way he wants it to, a lot of these, I'm not going to name anybody, I mean, he did, but I'm not going to name anything, are going to be out of business.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, poor Mike is going to have something, you know, a mark on his head. So they're going to be trying to rub him
leather.
Out. They're going to try to rub that guy out because it's really, you know, because think about it. It's one-stop shopping. It's 1, 2, 3. Everything is there, you know.
And people love that one-stop shopping now.
Well, it's,
people
it's,
don't even go out and shop anymore. Everything is online-based.
See, you know, there's certain things that I would do online, but there's certain things that I wouldn't do. So it's but something like this.
That's you. A lot of people just...
No, I know. But this,
and you basically don't have time, period.
No, but I would think I would do this.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's something that, it, you know, if... I mean, he was saying that his wife took a week off.
Yeah. Well, that was then.
But
I think I took time off, too. I think I took a month off, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was right back at work. I didn't take any time off.
But, you know, I had to plan it, then I had to go through it, then it was the honeymoon part. It was just a lot of...
Yeah, and the thing is, by the time it's you're so exhausted from all that. You know?
And hopefully, you know, the bride and groom just take off their honeymoon because you can't use anybody else for that. You know,
well,
I mean, I'm sure you could use a travel agent, but to go on the honeymoon.
You know, that would have been a good. Oh, I bet a travel agency would probably
sure.
be great vendors.
Of course,
for him.
That's part of
yeah,
a bridal
would be
package.
Great, would be great vendors.
Definitely.
I mean, he's right. We could always drop by and see him. His office is in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is really a great thing. So, it's just, I think, so local party planner, it just...
Keep your ears open for them.
Yeah, because it's that season.
Yeah.
It's that season late, you know, and we're going to start hitting those, what we were just talking about.
The bridal...
where everybody walks around.
Everybody
we went
walks as zombies.
What was it? Just...
But we go and walk around to eat.
Yeah, well, you're just wonderful like that. I might have to talk to somebody.
I feed you.
But you just make sure you come back with a plate for me. But that's what these things are.
Yeah.
And you know, the sad thing is, you don't remember who you spoke to the night before. You just don't.
No. Well, that's why we take all their information
that's,
with us.
We give them
hours.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was like saying that all these brides were walking around and they were like, you know, like zombies. We're part of the problem too because we're, you know, giving out our stuff too.
Yeah, but we're waking them up.
We're waking them up. And that's, you know what, and that's, thank you, Elite, for bringing me back around to our business, which
uh-huh.
is we get brides and grooms in shape for
that's
the wedding.
That's right.
But it's not just about the wedding. It's
nope.
a philosophy that lasts
it's
through.
It's
a wake-up call. I'd like, you know what, see, it could be a wake-up call or it could be
it's a winner.
Winner.
It's
and,
a winner
you know
all
what?
Around.
And what do we say? Health and fitness is not a fad. It's a lifestyle.
That's
so
it.
The minute you embrace that, and I say this time and time again, you have no idea how liberating that is because you look at food differently. You don't look at food as something that you're punished not to have. You look at food as something that... It's part of your fuel. It's part
survival.
Of getting, yeah, it's part of getting you feeling the way you should.
Yep.
And, of course, if you want to have that burger on a pretzel bun, okay, once in a while. And why wouldn't you want to have a double chocolate cake, Elite Siegelman? I'm asking you.
Oh, I would.
There you go. And the lovely Elite Siegelman hasn't to worry about her weight. She does. And that's what people say when they see her.
You too.
Yeah, well, thank
you.
You. And if you think,
you're the first to order dessert when we go
and
out.
And that's right. And I love it, but it won't land because I don't let it. I don't do it often, and it's okay. It's okay. Food does not have to be evil. Food,
you know, it's
not
funny. They had a big thing yesterday on social media. That's, you know, Sophia Varga from
yes.
the Modern Family.
Yeah.
She was. She posted a picture of herself eating this huge dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge dessert, and it looked mighty tasty. And ice cream or whipped cream, whatever that picture was. But the next day, she posted another picture of her working out, saying, I could eat what I want because this is what I do
right.
all the time.
That's right.
And that was perfect.
It absolutely is. And there should be, I mean, I don't know why people don't see it. But, you know, the thing is, everybody wants a free ride. It's like you want that. You know,
you
the old expression, that's exactly right. And just don't do it often. Even if you do it twice a week. Just be responsible. I don't like using words anymore like keep it sterile, keep it clean, because no, but be responsible for what you eat.
Right. And portion control.
And that's it. And
that's the whole cake.
That's it. And, you know, savor your food. Eat it slowly. You know, just enjoy it for being there. Don't worry about, and you will start feeling full because we eat so quickly nowadays that we put more food than we need into ourselves.
Because we're always in a rush, and sometimes they always say, you know, never rush eating your food. Take at least 20 minutes so you feel full. A.
That's exactly right.
And B. No, remember what you ate.
But if you are a bride or a groom, and you want to get in shape for the wedding, 212-460-1879.
It's been a while since you gave that number out.
You know what? Because I'm always full of other things to say, but I'm saying it today.
Oh,
but
I'm
you know,
scared what you're saying.
No, no. Well, and that too. But, you know, and we like people that come in with a reasonable amount of time. We don't like people coming in and saying, I want to lose 45 pounds in a month because it's not safe.
It's impossible.
We won't do it, and we're not going to put our name on that. We're not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize your health or go against our philosophy, which is it's about lifestyle. It's not about diets. And diet is a word that should be. Diet is
diet.
Diet is always a
Kill
word
it.
That should be, you know, about my diet, not that I am on one.
Right.
You know, that's really it. It's and deprivation leads to temptation, and it leads to sabotage. And that's what we always say.
It's been a while since you said that.
I say it. You know what? It's
You're
like,
bringing back all those memories from 2 years ago.
You know what? I get more sleep now.
I guess it's
I get more sleep
wow.
now.
Wow.
And it's just, are you impressed? It's just endless possibilities with my brain. A
who are
like
you?
This. Well, you know who I am, baby doll. Same person that's been sitting here with you for like 5 years. That's
Yay.
Who I am. Now, I want to give a little mention to, first of all, we're going to be doing our sponsor roll call. But I'm going to give a little bit of a shout-out. If anybody has a business and they've ever, you know, wanted to get the business to another level and they've looked into public relations. Now, I've been in and out of magazines for over 15 years now and have gone the publicist route and dealt with certain PR firms. And the premise behind public relations is it's kind of a hit-and-miss industry. And, you know, it's no rights or wrongs. I mean, just because you have a publicist or you have somebody working for you doesn't mean that your story that they're presenting to the press is going to make it. It just could be that, you know, the timing wasn't right for it, whatever, but it doesn't mean that the publicist didn't try. So usually with a publicist, you'll embark on what we call a short campaign, long campaign, and usually the length of the campaign is what dictates, you know, the stick of the story, so to speak. And sometimes you get roped into like a six month campaign, and you're talking about shelling out like $5,000 a month, and it's some insane numbers. And anybody who's done
totally
that,
insane.
it's a lot. Anybody who's gone the PR route knows what I'm talking about. It could get pretty lengthy for something that there is no guarantee. Again, it's like the weather; it's hit or miss,
mm-hmm.
and it has nothing to do with the intensity of the campaign or the person doing it. Now, I will tell you about this company that's actually one of the leading PR firms in Staten Island, and I will say they just do wonderful work in a very short amount of time, and it's amazing. It's called EGL Exposure Incorporated, and I will tell you from personal experience, you will get the job done quicker than I've seen in a long time, and it is priced accordingly. It's not going to be something that you have to sell your car, take out a second mortgage, on your house to afford, and the job is done with a good eye for detail and as timely and quickly and effectively as possible. You will get the campaign of your choice. You can just call them up, like them on Facebook. They are just absolutely wonderful. I'll give the number here is 917-825-5135, and that's EGL Exposure Incorporated. And they just do fabulous work. So definitely, I don't think it's necessarily just local. I mean, you could, they'll work with you in New York. They'll work with you in Jersey. They'll work with you in Pennsylvania. You know, we're a cyber commute. That's the environment we're in now. So give them
coming
a
from
call.
A show that, did everything by the cyber.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is the beauty of it. So, again, EGL Exposure Incorporated, and definitely like them on Facebook, and you Google them, look them up, and we're going to give them, I think we're going to put them on our Facebook page tomorrow, so there'll be more information there. And next shout-out is Muscle Sport Magazine. Lee, you know what? Why do we like them? Why do we like them?
Because,
I want to hear why you like them. I know why I like them.
Because I love all the old people they talk about, the people
right.
that we brought up
mm-hmm.
with, right? The icons.
I like them because they bring back not only the old bodybuilders, but the old texture of picking up a muscle mag and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I pick up a magazine, I want content. I don't want advertising.
I love it because it's old school, and that's where it all comes from the old schoolers.
And who was it? Let me see. There were, I think, Flex Wheeler, Lee Priest. Who else? There were Lee LeBrada. I mean, there's all these old
Dorian Yates.
Right, right.
Remember
that's
him?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
He was Mr. Olympia for a long time.
That's right. That's right. So they got the old timers, but like
Lee Haney.
They have the older philosophy of the mag has to be informative. We don't need we don't need the products. We're not buying it for the products. I definitely want to see products in there, but magazines are just filling the pages with products and not content.
Because they have no money.
Muscle Mag Magazine, Muscle Sport Magazine is what we
mm-hmm.
pick up, and it's a freebie. It's a freebie, and I think the vitamin
shop. What's
better
than that?
Yeah, and you could actually, I think, order. They have some nice T-shirts and everything. You could order them online at www.musclesportmagazine.com and check out their magazine online, too, if you want. I mean, it's all there. They're not cutting any pages. They're online, too. So definitely, if you're serious about it, if you don't like the fluff, if you just want to get cut to the chase, Muscle Sport Magazine. We like them. They like us. It's a happy family, Elite Ziegelman.
Yay.
One more shout out. After you've worked out, Elise, as you do, and as I do heavily
mm-hmm.
at times, and these aches and pains and all these bruises and blah, 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 blah happen, what do we use?
Let me think. I can't think of anything but Topperson.
There you go. Good. Elite, that was the best answer you could have given.
I knew
absolutely.
The answer because that's what I use.
Topperson is the only thing we use. And for people listening, you know that once a month we have Lou Paradise on for Topperson Talk. And
always
we just
informative.
Bring up, yeah, always. But, a fountain of information that
mm-hmm.
man is. And lovely and charming and all of that. But Topperson is what you want to put on your sprain, strain. Don't put it on any open.
Bruises.
Open. Yeah. And you know what the nice thing
cramps.
About it? You know what the nice thing about this is, Elite? I tell people, when you get a bruise, you put it on that bruise, and you'll watch it go from blue-black
to yellow right
in
away,
24
right?
hours.
Nothing better than that.
And that just shows you it's accelerated healing. You don't want anything to kill the pain entirely. You just want to speed up the natural healing. And during the summer, if you want to pick up a Topperson Junior, let me tell you something. As you know, Elite Ziegelman, It is wonderful for mosquito bites, and it's wonderful for sunburn. It's great for the kids.
It's amazing how many uses you could use it for,
and
you know?
And that's the junior, and that's just the potency.
I'm just saying in general, any Topperson Junior, Topperson Foot.
And they were supposed to have a an animal formula, and I think that's still on the table, and it's being drafted up. Yeah, but that's, and we, you know, I don't endorse many things. I don't say, I don't plug, I don't have to. This is really, really, really just wonderful stuff.
Good stuff.
You'll find it at this point, you know, 2 years ago when we were giving them shout-outs, it was only in certain stores. You will see it in every store now, unless they don't have it on the shelf. You will see it in Walgreens. You will see it at CVS. You will see it in Duane Reade. You will see it in the vitamin shop. You will see it. Is that you nodding, Elite?
I'm nodding, baby.
You. But it's in every store.
It is. It's everywhere.
And
it's well known now.
And it's so worth it. And the nice thing about it is it doesn't smell. So if you're packing your gym bag and you're going out there, you just, you know, put it in there. Put it right on after you work out. No one's going to know. No one's going to know. That's the beauty of it. So Topperson, visit them at www.topperson.com. And we do Fitness Friday, so if you haven't liked their Facebook page by now, this is a great reason to. We are on their team. We are the fitness consultants for Topperson, and you will get our Fitness Fridays every Friday from here on in. And just scroll down the page, you'll see all the ones that we started since, I think, March. A little longer? When did we start that back up?
I think at the end of February, no?
Was it the end of February?
Maybe
you're right.
So.
Maybe you're right. But they're all there. So definitely go to their Facebook page, like them, and order Topperson either online through them, which I think is a little bit of a discount, or in the store. So that is Topperson. We say yay.
Yay,
yay. Yay, yay. I say yay, you say yay, yay. And I think that's our show. Yeah. They're saying yay.
They say yay.
They could clap.
They just woke up.
Their arms feel good because of Topperson. They could stand and clap because their feet feel good because of Topperson. It's a wonderful world, my dear. It's a wonderful world. So I think that's our show.
Wow, it went fast, right?
It went fast today, right?
Yeah.
So in parting, I certainly always want to wish a happy anniversary again to
you.
To my lovely co-host,
Elise
Zygmunt, thank you. And to everybody, happy anniversary, everybody else, too. Thank you for joining us and being with us. We couldn't do it without you, obviously. So we will be back next week, same time.
Same bat channel.
Hopefully we bring the good weather with us again, as we did today.
It's going to be better next week.
So go out, be good to yourself, be good to each other. Have a wonderful day, do something productive, and we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
Bye, guys.